And good morning to the Time 747. This is member supported 88.7 FM, WBFO in Buffalo. Of course, the New York presidential primary is coming up on Tuesday, and it has been a busy political scene here in Western New York over recent days. Here to talk with us more about it this morning, Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Bob, it's interesting to note, though, that, of course, a lot of activity is happening here in Erie County, but you're in New York City. What put you there this morning?
Well, I think the lead of the story that we have in the news today says, oh, that this is the center of the political universe the past couple of days. I mean, over in Brooklyn, we had Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton in a very contentious debate. Here in Manhattan, last night at the Grand Hyatt Hotel, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich all together in one room addressing the Republican State Committee's annual dinner. This is where it was at, so that's where we came.
And
Jerry Zarensky was in Brooklyn for it.
And there's very little doubt that all eyes were on Donald Trump last night, of course, in his home city, his home turf. How did he perform?
Well, I agree with that. All eyes were on him. And I had a conversation with Rob Astorino just before the dinner. Of course, he's the Westchester County executive who ran against Governor Cuomo 2 years ago. And what he said to me, I thought was interesting. He said, I think people are watching Donald Trump to see what he's going to do, what he's going to say, and if he's eventually going to be presidential. And I think there was some elements in Donald Trump's speech about that last night. Of course, he had to brag when he first came on about how he built the Hyatt Hotel back in the 70s and the Javits Center and all the other places in the city that he's done. But he was trying to say, I'm a builder, I'm a doer. We've heard that before. But then he said he was also going to talk about New York values. And that was a clear shot at Ted Cruz sitting right across from him. And then he went into a whole thing about the bravery and the character shown in the September 11th attacks and firemen and policemen and Father Michael Judge, the fire department chaplain, all these people who he named and talked about and said those are New York values. So there may have been a pivot towards the presidential there that people are looking for. We'll see, but there was a pretty good hint of it last night.
Well, for a non-politician, it sounds like he's most certainly learning how to be one. Moving forward, though, I'm interested kind of in the overall enthusiasm in that room because we hear so much about how Republicans are being splintered right now. But, of course, some of the top leaders, most of the top leaders from the state were in that room last night. What was the enthusiasm like? Was there enthusiasm?
Well, I think there was enthusiasm for everyone, mostly for Trump, I would say. If you look at the way the party leadership across the state is lining up, 75% of the weighted vote is represented by the chairman who are now supporting Donald Trump. You got a guy like Nick Langworthy in a major county in Erie who is very much on board. And I would say that while State Chairman Ed Cox is being very neutral, there is a growing support among party leaders for Donald Trump that's reflected in the polls. And I think that's probably going to have an effect on Tuesday is getting people out to the polls.
And Bob, of course, it seems somewhat typical for the way things go when we talk about presidential politics. We've spent most of the time talking about Donald Trump. But was there any other notable element about last night, any notable developments regarding any of the other candidates?
Yeah, sure. John Kasich came out with some real news. Governor Pataki, who himself was a candidate, and then backed Marco Rubio, is now on candidate number three here by endorsing John Kasich. But Governor Pataki was very forceful in saying that I believe that this is the only candidate who can win a general election and beat Hillary Clinton. He was very stressing, in how he presented that in a short conversation with reporters last night. And Governor Kasich said that, I'm going to use this guy to help me at the convention pick off delegates and get to where I need to be. He's got a long way to go, but it was at least a positive development for him and kind of the whole moderate Republican type of approach that he is bringing in. And Governor Pataki certainly exemplifies that.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy in New York City this morning. Bob, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.